You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 222, Make Your Homeschool Easy.
Are you feeling the call to homeschool and you're not sure what to do? Or maybe you are already homeschooling and it doesn't look like what you hoped it would. My name is Megan Thomas and I'm a certified life coach, a mother of seven, and a homeschool pro with more than a decade of experience. I can show anyone how to create success in their homeschool, and I'd love to show you how. Are you ready?
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? I have to apologize about my awesome voice. You can hear it cutting in and out. I have had to record this a few times because my voice was giving out so bad and I started coughing terribly. So I'm recording it in a different app this time so I can just pause it and hopefully that will help me be able to get through this. So when I do need a cough or get a drink of water or whatnot, I can just keep going. So I apologize right now for my super awesome voice. So today, on a side note, is a very exciting day in our house because my cute son is finished with his two-year mission for our church, and we are picking him up from the airport this afternoon, and I am so stinking excited. I have been nesting all summer, getting ready for him to come home, and it has made me laugh so hard about all the nesting that apparently just any kid coming home that happens, so let me know anybody else with older kids if you've ever done that before too. So super fun. So anywho, let's get back to homeschool and just think of me this afternoon, will you? Because I'm super excited. Anyway, so we wrapped up our summer school last week and I really enjoyed our summer school this year. It was just really fun and relaxed. And we actually just did Minute with Mom and I would do read aloud individually with the kids. I would check their math, their narrations, their language arts, different things like that. And it was just really fun, super simple. And I just love keeping that routine. So we had our last day last Thursday. And then we are taking off this week. Next week we'll be in Hawaii. I'm super excited. Then we'll just have a week of nothing and we will start Labor Day week. So that'll be fun, except two of my kids that are doing their college classes, those actually start earlier. So they'll be doing school, but I won't start teaching until September. So today, what a great topic, right? As we're getting ready for the new school year of like, yes, how in the world can you help me make homeschool easy? And I am excited because I feel like homeschool is super easy. And I feel like it's just a natural extension of our life. And I love trying to teach people how to also make it easy and how to make it fun and enjoyable and have joy and not having it be this awful, horrible process, but actually fun and meaningful. So as I was writing this, what I was thinking about then, what makes homeschool hard? You want it easy, like looking at the obstacles that is making it challenging. And I came up with a few of ones I've experienced, ones I've heard in coaching, friends, different things like that. So here are some of the challenges I have heard why homeschool it feels hard. First and biggest one I think I hear is overwhelm. Definitely was mine. My story was so good, right? Like I have seven kids and my husband travels a lot and now I'm working or now I'm training or now I'm doing something, right? Like overwhelm, I have so much to do is one of the ones I hear the most, right? It was my favorite one as well. But definitely like homeschool feels hard because it's so overwhelming. Like I'm in charge of everything. I have to do everything, all of those types of things. Another reason why a lot of people find homeschool challenging is one thing to like, okay, I get the part of teaching my children, but how do I also run a house while teaching my children? They are home with me all day long. So I am doing the cooking, the cleaning, the laundry, the grocery shopping, running people around, doing the errands. Maybe I have a church colleague, maybe I serve, maybe I work, doing all these things, and I need to homeschool. Like, that just seems like pure chaos. Another one is kids not listening, or a kid having a meltdown or freaking out when it gets hard, anything like that. Just like the actual doing school with your kids, where it's like, okay, this isn't even fun anymore. And then one of the last ones I thought of, and I'm sure there are several more that you could add to this list, is trying to plan lessons on top of all of that. So feeling overwhelmed, I have to do this all and I have the laundry and the errands and meals and all these types of things and a baby. And now I need to also plan all these lessons. And there's hundreds of math books to choose from and hundreds of language arts programs and how many science books and how many history books, right? Like, you can see why it's like, oh my gosh, homeschooling feels super duper hard. So with all of that information, how do you take that and say, Meg, how do you logistically make this easy? And I'm going to tell you three different ways that will help make this easy. So first and foremost, you have to learn to be in control of yourself and stay calm. There is a quote I love. I saw it on Instagram and talking about that homeschool actually doesn't make you have a bad relationship with your child. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, here it is. It's from Leslie Nunnery. It is essential to remember that homeschooling only uncovers weaknesses in relationships. It does not create them. So I love remembering that just because you're with your kids all the time, it doesn't mean like, oh man, we all of a sudden had a bad relationship. It merely uncovered things that you probably didn't want to look at, didn't notice because you weren't together all the time. So this is why this first one is so important, is to learn to be in control of yourself and stay calm. And I feel like with homeschooling, I have learned, it has forced me to learn to become a better and better person and human, because interacting with my kids and understanding their personalities and different things like that, like this has forced me to learn to be in control of myself and not to allow my children to be in control of me. So I like thinking of this as becoming a first responder with your kids. So can you imagine if you are in a car crash and your leg is bent the wrong way and there is blood everywhere and the paramedic shows up and they start screaming and freaking out and possibly even faint, like, there is blood everywhere. Your leg is not supposed to look like that, right? They're just like screaming. How would you react, right? You're probably already not doing fantastic. And then you have somebody panicking. You probably match their panic, right? Like, what? I'm going to die, you know? And you probably panic even more. But if you have a paramedic or someone like that showing up and like, okay, you're going to be okay. You got hurt and I'm going to take care of you. And I'm going to be really gentle and I'm going to give you something for that pain. And we're going to get that stitched up. We're going to be okay. And I've got you. Like, can you imagine when your kids are having a meltdown or having a hard time and you're showing up in that first responder attitude and that mindset of like, I know there's blood. Sometimes there really is. I know there's blood and I know you're hurting. We've got this. Everything's going to be okay. So kids' anxiety is contagious, but so is calm. So as you learn to be in control of yourself and staying calm, you are helping the whole mood of your house to match your energy. And I don't know, this would be really interesting to like go down a rabbit hole with this, but I feel like mom a lot of times controls the mood of the home. Like, I feel like dad can be grumpy sometimes and everybody's like, oh, dad's having a bad day, and just like, let him go be. But when mom's having a bad day, it's like everybody's having a bad day, right? So sometimes people look at that and they're like, oh, what? That's such a pain. Like, let me have some space. But it's also kind of a gift because that means they will also match your energy when you're calm, when you are level, clear-headed, all of those beautiful things. So the very first one then is to learn to stay calm and clear-headed. Be in control of yourself. I said it weird. Okay, the second thing to help make your homeschool easier, you are going to connect with those babies. Dr. Gordon Neufeld has so many great talks on the importance of connecting with your children's heart and how you cannot teach someone unless you have their heart. If you ever want to go down some fun YouTube rabbit holes, just watch a ton of his videos and just be like seeing like just the studies, the research that when a child feels and knows that you love them and have this connection where they feel safe in your presence, which comes from number one, being in control of yourself, right? But when they know this and you can just be connected and you are their ally, you are their guide, all of these beautiful things, guess what happens? They are receptive to your teaching. They are opening. They're open to criticism even. They are willing to push hard. They are willing to work much more, right? So as you have this connection with them, homeschool is so much easier because you say, hey, friend, go do your schoolwork. And they say, okay. And they just go and do it. So that's why number two is so important, is connecting with these babies. All right. Number three. You need to teach your children habits to have them help run their own lives and run the house. I love this quote from Charlotte Mason that says, The mother who takes pains to endow her children with good habits secures for herself smooth and easy days, while she who lets their habits take care of themselves has a weary life of endless friction with the children. Oh my goodness. That's one of my favorite things. Well, I love a lot of things about Charlotte Mason, but I don't think we talk enough about her habits that she really tried to teach. Because this statement is so true, that when your children have good habits, and the mother who takes the pains to ensure her children have these habits, I love that she says, secures for herself smooth and easy days. But the mother who doesn't, right, has a weary life of endless friction with the children. So you can see why if you do those three steps, you are in control of yourself and you're feeling calm. So you're not sitting there overwhelmed. Your house starts to run itself and it is pretty fantastic. I feel like I can go with my husband or just even by myself sometimes and leave for the weekend or go do something. And my kids can just run the stinking house. They can cook the meals. Everybody but the baby does their laundry, right? They can do all the yard work. They can run the whole house and run their whole life. So not only does their house run, but they also have awesome skills to be successful in their lives, right? When you have that connection with them, they're listening, they're open to your teaching. Like there's not this fight to do school. So as you do these three things, guess what happens? Homeschool becomes super duper easy. But this brings us to the last concern, making time to plan your lessons. Now, I have to be honest, I'm going to sound like a nerd, but I love planning lessons. Makes me sound exciting, but I really enjoy it. Like when we go on a trip, I am so good to plan out our trip. I can book the flights, the hotel, RV spot, anything like that. I look up things to do, and I think that is so much fun. However, I am realizing that not everyone thinks that planning is super fun. So to help you have homeschool become easier, I have started planning your homeschool lessons for you. Now, I was really hesitant to do this because I am a wild spirit and I never want to put myself or anybody in a box. But it has come to a point where there is so much homeschool goodness out there, right? It's like a bunch of trash. It's like really good stuff out there. There's so many good things that it's so hard to sift through them all and to find what you really want to do. So instead of having you being overwhelmed and lost of what to do, I've just made it easy for you. I put it into lesson plans. So like, here are the books you can buy for this unit. Here are the activities you can do. Here's what your writing will be for that day. All of those amazing things. Now, my style is heavily influenced from Charlotte Mason, as you probably guessed, and Well-Educated Heart, plus 15 years of experience, of homeschool experience. So I feel like a lot of the books are super engaging. They're living books. So Charlotte Mason came up with that term, living books, and I love that. They're books that are engaging and fun, and all of a sudden, history is exciting. I don't know about you, but when I was in high school, I just like dreaded history classes, and I hated it, and I couldn't tell you anything from history. I would just barely pass the class. And now I have like a history nut because I finally found history is exciting when it is told through stories and the lives of people and all these really exciting things. So hopefully these are things that will inspire you, your children, and that you will all enjoy. I know that when you have these things in place, homeschool is fun. There is joy in your home and you can actually love what you're doing every day. So here's the million-dollar question, though. How in the world do you actually implement these things? One thing to hear them, another thing to do them. Friends, this is what I teach in my membership, which has opened up this week and will be open until Friday, August 18th at midnight. In my membership, you're going to have access to video courses that are going to help you learn how to stay calm, how to connect with your babies, even those hard ones, I promise you. How to teach your kids habits to make your home run smooth. You also get access to the No Yelling course. And new this year, you're going to get lesson plans for your whole school year. There are live multiple coaching calls each week so that I can help you with your specific concern, right? So it's one thing to hear somebody else like, my two-year-old screaming all the time. You're like, that's not my issue. I have a 12-year-old who's back-talking all the time. Whatever it is, you come on those calls, and we can talk about your actual concern. Now, one thing to tell you all the things why I love about it, but I thought it'd be fun to share with you from some of my members what they love about Mama's Members.
I love Mama's Members. Meg does such a good job of building confidence in all of the moms. I love the group coaching calls because even when I don't get individually coached, I leave thinking, me too, or that's my child, and I have a new thought or something to apply immediately to my life. I also love that even if life gets busy and I miss a coaching call, it lands right on my podcast feed, so I don't ever miss anything. I love the Life Coach School model. I think it's empowering to learn that it's our thoughts, not our circumstances, that drive our feelings and our actions and our results. And so I know any mom who joins Mama's members will be blessed. She will grow. She will become a better mother, a better wife, and a better individual in so many ways.
I love Mama's members because it has given me the mindset that I need to do this homeschooling journey. We just started this year. My kids are in kindergarten, second, and fourth grade. And on the very first day of homeschool, when I had all these wonderful things planned out, right away, my oldest and I started butting heads on an activity that he didn't want to do. And instead of, well, I was frustrated, but instead of letting that build and continue because of Mama's members, I was able to reset and be reminded that I am homeschooling because of the relationship that I want with my kids and that I want our lives to be built together and woven together. And the activities and the to-do of homeschooling isn't what's most important. It's the relationship, and that is the biggest benefit that Mama's Members has given me.
Hi, I'm Ashley Bartoletti, and I wanted to say why I love Mama's Members so much. When I signed up, I thought I was just going to get some tips on homeschooling and just kind of learn how to get the schedule started. But what happened was is I ended up getting all the support on how to care for my kids and deal with all the issues that I was having. In order to do homeschooling smoothly, you have to have your house in order. And that's what Mama Bears has supported me with. I love that each week I get help with any problems that come about that you don't even realize are going to come about until they do. And so with what she gives you for the membership is way beyond anything you could pay for. The support of the videos and what she does for you is just, it's beyond, above and beyond what just a homeschooling coach could give you. She's a life coach too. So that's why I love it so much.
So those are just a few of some of the amazing members. And I love the community aspect too, because we are different being homeschoolers. So sometimes it's nice to connect with these other moms all across the country, all over the world, who are out there homeschooling, and to know that we have a sisterhood of these amazing women who are on the same journey. So that's another big fun part. But the final reason why I want you to join this week is because at the end of August, my prices will be increasing. However, anyone who purchased the membership, whether monthly or annually, will be locked in into the lower price as long as your membership is active. So you are getting so much stuff for $35 a month. Like, it is a steal, and it is changing people's lives and helping them to be able to homeschool long-term and just connect with kids they didn't think they could connect with, confidence they didn't think they would ever feel with their homeschool. And just, it's inspiring. And I love seeing what people are able to do with just some coaching and a little bit of direction. So I would love to be able to help you as well. If you do have any questions, please head on over to my Instagram at Coach Meg Thomas, and I am more than happy to answer them. If you are ready to join, hop on my website, www.coachmegthomas.com, and you can choose from an annual or monthly membership. But once again, ask me any questions. Friends, I'm going to leave now, and I'm going to go pick up my boy from the airport. I love you all so much, and I'll talk to you next time.
Hey, friend, if you enjoy this podcast, I know you are going to love my book I wrote. It's called 30 Days to Ease into Homeschool. This is for anyone, whether you are new to homeschooling or ready to take your homeschool to the next level. This is for you. It's available to download at www.coachmegthomas.com/shop.